It's time for another check-in with the Beach Buccaneers Athletics with Activities Director, Mr. Mike Zier on the line here. He's their football coach as well as track coach and, can't forget, history teacher as well there in Beach. But let's start with some football. You guys were last against Grant County Flasher, took the loss there, but evened up the record 3-3, so still looking at some playoffs, I believe. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, a chance. I mean, we're in the hunt.
Okay.
Depending on how some other games shake out, we're definitely going to need one more win out of our last two games, I believe, to get that last spot. And then again, that depends on the other stuff. I mean, it'd be nice if we could take care of business ourselves and win the games. But, really, other than Grant County Flasher, our region is really evenly matched, I believe. So any given Friday, it can go one way or the other.
Yeah, this one coming up against Henrier County there at New England High School. You guys bringing the same 3-3 records into there. Are you pretty familiar with their crew?
Yeah, I mean, their coach, Nathan Zachman, played for me back in, I'd be like 05, 06.
Well, that's pretty neat.
And yeah, he's a good young man, and he's a good coach. He's an even better father and husband, though. That's the important thing. And he always has his team prepared. It's not surprising. So, they're pretty, a little bit more physical than us. So we got to try and counter that, maybe with some speed and whatnot. And, it's going to be a tough matchup down there. But hopefully if we can get some air game going a little bit, then, maybe things will work out for us.
Right on. Hopefully this wind we've been contending with gets calmed down by the Friday night 6 p.m. kickoff time there.
Right, yeah.
This is the last away game for the regular season for the Buccaneers, but the last home game, so time change for that one?
Yeah, I got changed to 4 p.m. because the officials are going to ref our game on Friday at 4, and then they're going to drive to Dickinson and do Dickinson Trinity's game.
Oh, man.
It's just one of those things that we're all dealing with official shortages. So, so that one will be a 4 o'clock kickoff.
All right. And then going on to old volleyball here, they just recently got a victory over Kildare, blanked them even 3-0 on Tuesday. That just happened up next against Mott Regent. So how the ladies looking for that one, you think?
Well, I tell you what, I couldn't be more happy for those girls. That's our first region win in at least 2 years.
Awesome.
And so, and then to do it fairly convincingly, 3-0, playing really well. And, Mott Regents, they're pretty good. I think they come in with around like a .500 record, so a little bit better than us. But, at home and we're playing better. Hopefully it goes good. But, really happy for the girls. And it was kind of fun to see that excitement, that joy that they had last night as they got that win.
That's awesome. And that Mott Regent game going to be this coming Thursday, 4:30 start in the afternoon there for those matches against Mott Regent. And then last sport to get you on the docket for here, some cross-country action. Sounds like they'll be next in Lemon.
Actually, they were just in Lemon.
Okay.
I think they had like 40-mile-an-hour gale force.
Oh, man.
And they did a pretty good job, but got another state qualifier there. So Slater Gunkel qualified. So I think that takes our number up to 4 now. North Dakota went to qualifying standards based on time for cross country this year. Before, you could just basically take anyone you wanted. So it's really nice to see. And we've got our rooms booked for state, and regionals are coming up soon. And they were doing some track work yesterday, and they look like they're really peaking at the right time.
Awesome. That's good to hear. Congrats to Slater and the other three cross-country folks going to be headed to state so far, and hopefully add into those numbers here towards the end of the season.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I hope so, and now with the weather getting a little bit cooler and stuff, it kind of really seems like fall around these parts.
Oh, man, yeah, I can't believe the amount of leaves that have suddenly started to fall off the trees around here the last couple of days. And then playoff baseball, just a quick congratulations. Philly's kind of on a bye week right now, but they're kind of becoming my last hope to defeat those dastardly Dodgers. So go Phillies for you as well.
I'm with you, but don't overlook the Mets are firing on all cylinders.
Hey, yeah, good point.
I mean, you just never know. Sometimes it's when those teams get hot and everything. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. I like watching October baseball. I think a lot of people do. And you know what's funny about that October stuff is they kind of like all those rules a little bit on the, you know, the pitch count and the clock running and stuff. I mean, they kind of sort of do it in the playoffs, but not really. And it reverts back to old school baseball, which I love, where it's like you're hanging on every pitch and all that stuff. So it's really a fun time to watch baseball.
Oh, yeah. That first game of that doubleheader, the Mets and Braves one, that kind of got me excited for baseball again. It'd been a while since I felt that excitement as a Rockies fan. So
yeah, well, the Rockies have good ice cream.
Yeah, good point, yeah. Well, right on. Good luck to the Buccaneers and all their athletics coming up here soon. Football, volleyball, and cross country. Hope some success comes all their ways, and we sure appreciate your time as always, Mr. Zier.
All right, thanks. Have a good week.